This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Spiritual Wisdom and Understanding. Paul wrote his letter to the Colossians to show that Jesus is sufficient to supply every need of the believer. In the opening verses, Paul wrote that the Colossians had a reputation for great faith in Jesus Christ. Their love, hope, and hunger for the gospel was bearing fruit and had been growing since the day you heard it and understood God's grace, Colossians 1 verse 6. Paul was thankful for their strong faith, but he wanted them to have even more and was committed to praying for their continued growth. We have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, Colossians 1 verse 9. Paul then explained the purpose of his prayer. Colossians 1, verses 10 through 12. We pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. Though God's gracious gift of salvation is free, the cost is high. We can do nothing to earn or maintain this gift besides believe in His Son. But the faith through which His grace flows is a faith committed to Him without reservation, prepared to follow anywhere He leads, and willing to honor Him in all we do. Paul didn't pray for the details of an honoring life. Rather, he prayed for what truly produces change, the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We never please God by focusing on specific activities. We please Him by drawing near and allowing His blessings to flow in and through our life. This is a life which bears fruit and is filled with endurance, patience, and thankfulness. The God-honoring life is available for us today, regardless of our circumstances. But we must draw nearer to our Heavenly Father and hunger for a better understanding of His will. We must long for His presence and continue to grow in love and faith. God has infinitely more to give and will pour His blessings upon those who continue to seek Him with all their heart. Dear Lord, we pray that You will give us a continued passion for You and an increased hunger for Your Word. We pray that You will strengthen our faith and use our life for Your glory. Heavenly Father, we pray that we will abandon ourselves to You and that You will fill us with a knowledge of Your will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.